Welcome to Freshfire's weekly podcast.
Amen. Please bear with me this morning. I am incredibly nervous. If you'd have said to me a year ago that I would be here right now doing this, I would, I would have been like, there is no way whatsoever. And the only reason I'm stood here this morning is because of God, because I could not do this on my own, definitely not. God has been really drawing me just recently to the book of Acts and the early church. Let's just read from Acts chapter 2. And how amazing is it that it's Pentecost Sunday today, which I did not realise until this morning. On the day of Pentecost, 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection, the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the skies above them, and it filled the house where they were meeting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. I just really feel led this morning just to touch on the start of the early church and what we can learn from them and take from them. Do you know, we're talking a lot at the minute, aren't we, about the new? And it's amazing because God is doing something new. But when you look back to the old here and the early church, I almost feel the sense that God is saying that the new will be as the old, as in the early church. Because this is how we are meant to be living. How these lived in those early days. This is what I want for my life. A few things that stand out to me. They had an unspeakable joy. Grace has mentioned about joy this morning, and they had this, no matter what they were going through, the trials and the persecutions, as you read through the book of Acts, what they went through, they had this deep, deep joy, not just happiness. It's not just, because happiness just comes and goes, doesn't it? It can be there in a moment and gone in a moment. Interestingly, I read that the word happiness in the English Standard Version of the Bible, the word happy or happiness appears 10 times only in the whole Bible, whereas the word joy or rejoice or joyful appears 430 times. God wants to give us this deep-rooted, lasting joy within us, and that's what got them through the things that they went through. They were abandoned to the cause, weren't they? They were abandoned to Jesus and his kingdom coming, and that's what motivated him. That's what they gave generously, very generously. I love this passage. This was the very nature of the early church. In Acts chapter 2, verse 43-47, it says, a deep sense of awe came over them all. This was just after Peter had preached to the crowd. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders, and all the believers met together constantly and shared everything they had. They sold their possessions and shared the proceeds with those in need. They worshipped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. They just had generous hearts in everything they did. They just gave of themselves generously. They gave of their possessions generously. They lived a generous life. They didn't attend church. They were the church. And most importantly, what I really feel is the most important thing of all these is in Acts chapter 2. Sorry, no, that's the wrong verse. Just bear with me a second. Acts chapter 9. Verse 31. The church then had peace throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and it grew in strength and numbers. The believers were walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That fear there that it spoke of is a holy awe. Every morning they woke, they were walking in that fear, that holy awe of God and who he is. And as we've been singing this morning about how he's above all, I just want, on a related to this, can we just turn to Psalm 91? Now, Brett mentioning about my journey, right? Like Psalm 91 for me, if I had have a life story, that will be the thing that, like, the anchor throughout my life. I've read this chapter from an early age. All throughout my life, I did suffer with fear and anxiety, and it had, up until the last few years, it was a big part of my life. Thankfully, not anymore. So, can we just read? I'm not sure if we'll read the whole chapter, but shall we read it all? Psalm 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with his wings. He will shelter you with his feathers. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plague that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. But you will see it with your eyes, you will see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your dwelling. For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. You will trample down lions and poisonous snakes. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with a long life and give them my salvation. How awesome is that? Do you know what? Right there in that chapter is everything that we need, isn't it? In those first two verses, those who live in the shelter of the Most High. The Most High. When I looked at the Hebrew for this, it's, forgive my pronunciation because I'm probably going to be off, but Elyon in the Bible is the Hebrew meaning for Most High, and it means supreme, elevated above all things. the second part of that verse, we'll find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I just love the picture that this gives, that we're just protected by him. We just, now I know we don't go through life as Christians not suffering at all. I know that we don't, but in whatever we go through, we have got the Most High. We have the Most High with us. So just, we have the Most High, the Supreme One. We find rest in the shadow of the Almighty, the Mighty One. He is mighty to save. This I declare of the Lord. Reading about this, whenever the Lord is used in the Bible, apparently the Jews found it's the original pronunciation of that word is uncertain, because it was so sacred, that the Lord, it's often translated as Yahweh or Jehovah, but it's the personal name of God. So he's mighty and he's supreme and he's lifted high, but he's relatable and he desires to know us. And it just blows my mind. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God. My God, he, my creator God, he knows everything about me because he created me. And I'm trusting in him. And I believe this ties in with in the Acts, when they had the fear of the Lord, the hope, they knew who, they had this revelation that he's the Holy One. He's worthy to be praised. He's awesome. He's mighty. And they walked in that every day. And with the comfort of the Holy Spirit, in other versions, the second half of that verse, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, in the Message it says the Holy Spirit was with them, strengthening them. In the Passion Version, it says they were empowered and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. I think this morning that's where I do want us to have a time to receive from God, because I believe that for us to operate as the early church did, as to be back in that new the new place, being like the old and walking as they did and seeing the things they did. And I believe that we need to be walking in a place where we have the fear of the Lord, but we also have the comfort of the Holy Spirit that strengthens us daily. I want that this morning. I want to know the comfort of the Lord every day. Father, I don't believe it's a coincidence at all that it's Pentecost today, because I do believe that he wants to fill us afresh this morning, so we can go out of here, we can be equipped with everything that we need to go out and to build his kingdom.